two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Priced Out. In-depth coverage on Utah's affordable housing crisis on KSL News Radio.
Continuing our in-depth Priced Out series, sponsored by Ivory Homes. Dave, yesterday, you'll recall, we dove into the conversation about those real estate postcards, people pitching you and trying to get you to sell your home. And for them to sell it for you. I think that's what those postcards are all about. We got a call during that segment yesterday from a real estate investor. Says, look, I see this all the time. It's a circus. So we decided to put him on the show today.
Well, my mom has gotten several of these postcards, and she asks me, do you know what my house is worth? Should I do this? Like, well, where are you going to live, Mom? It's intriguing because we're trying to figure out, is it shady or is this kind of an interesting way to do advertising?
This all started because of our producer, Gustavo, one of our producers. I said, look, my dad's getting these postcards in the mail. So we had him jump on the line with us on the show yesterday to talk about one of the postcards he got.
She says, my name is blank with Utah's Fast Cash Buyer, and I'm interested in buying your house.
And he said it was kind of all sort of weird because this postcard actually had the photo of his dad's home on the front of it. And so it was just kind of weird to him. And he's like, no, Dad, of course, we're not going to call on it. But we really wanted to know what happens after you make that call. Brandon Brown, he's a local real estate investor. You called the show yesterday, and we decided, you know what, we're going to have you on the show today because we couldn't squeeze you into the conversation yesterday. So what would happen if our friend and producer Gustavo would have made that phone call or any phone call on these postcards?
Yeah, thanks for having me on today to provide some clarification on it. Essentially, the reason they're receiving those postcards is because they have equity in their house, and that's what these companies do. They specifically target people who have equity, and probably a more appropriate term for them is a wholesaler. So what these wholesalers do is they send out these marketing materials, and when you call them, they'll schedule an appointment with you to come and sit in your house. And they have two goals when they sit down with you. The first is to try to get you to sign a contract that day to sell them your home, and the second is to pay as little as they can for that property. So once they do that, let's use Dave for an example. I live in Kaysville. Dave lives in Kaysville. Dave, you invite them to your home, and they give you an offer, and they tell you your home's worth $300,000, and that's what they'll pay you. And you think, no realtor fees, no closing costs. You're selling it as is. That sounds great. So you sign the contract with them, and they're out the door. The second they leave that door, what they're doing is they're sending an email blast out to a portfolio of investors that they have contact with, and they tell them, we've got a new property for you. We'll sell it to the highest and best offer. And then they start soliciting offers from all these investors. So these wholesalers, what they do is they take the spread between what you contract with them to sell your home to them for versus what an investor is willing to pay. So say an investor loves your house, Dave, and they say, yeah, I'll pay $350 for that. That wholesaler, they're making that spread between what you, again, what you contracted for versus what they're willing to pay for that investor. And like I said, they're pocketing crazy amounts of money doing this. And they're not, I mean, they're kind of acting as real estate agents when they truly are not.
This is so interesting. So say they make, you know, $50,000 or $75,000. They don't have to pass any of that onto the homeowner.
Nope, absolutely not. And the way they get around it, to do real estate or conduct real estate transactions in the state of Utah, you do have to be a licensed representative. Or realtor, unless you're dealing with your own personal property. But these guys, they circumvent that by not getting licensed. So what they do is they say that they claim that they're not selling real estate, that they are flipping real estate contracts. To me, it's all semantics. To me, they're the catalyst that's putting a buyer and seller together, but they're under no obligation to share any of that overage or any of that spread with the homeowner.
Have you heard of stories where the sales tactics are pretty pressurized once they get inside the home?
Yeah, I have. I listen to a number of podcasts. Like I said, this is the avenue that or the venue that I'm in every single day. And so I listen to a lot of podcasts, and some of these guys, it's obviously getting more prominent in our state. There's a lot of companies that are doing it, but they'll brag about the amounts of money that they're making. And one of the things that they'll say is, you've got to go into the door that first meeting and you've got to leave with a contract. That's your best shot. And so to me, from what I've heard and the research I've done, their sales tactics are extremely heavy.
Are there other things that they do to sweeten the deal if you're just not ready to pull the trigger and sell your house or put your house under contract? Are they adding sweeteners to it?
Yeah, you know, sometimes what they'll do, obviously, they're telling you that they're taking out realtor fees. They tell you that they're buying it as is. So if you have a property that's in somewhat of a distressed situation, you know, they're taking that off the table. They feel like it's a service that they're offering. You know, a lot of times they'll work with how much time you need to stay in the home. So they'll throw in little incentives like that. But the thing is, I could cherry pick any single you know, comparable houses that have sold in an area, and I can tell somebody their house is worth less than it truly is. And I feel like that's what they're doing. They're cherry picking, you know, comparables and sharing it with a homeowner and saying, well, this is the true value of your house. This is what's sold on the MLS, but they're not sharing the complete picture. And really they're preying and taking advantage of homeowners who just aren't up to speed on what their current home's value is. And that's how they make their spread and make their money, is just preying upon homeowners' lack of knowledge.
Brandon Brown is a local real estate investor. He wanted to weigh in on the conversation that we had yesterday about these postcard pitches that people are getting in their mailboxes, people offering to come in and buy their homes. And we wondered what would happen if we actually made the phone call. And he said, I know what happens. Let me tell you. So you've told us what happens or what could happen if you make that phone call. What do we need to watch for in our mailboxes? And in fact, Gustavo told me, our producer said, his dad even got a sticky note, like a post-it note on his door with a phone number to call from somebody wanting to buy the property. What do people need to look out for in the mail?
Yeah, and you kind of hit the nail on the head yesterday in your segment and said, never trust an unsolicited offer, right? So if your house is going to be your biggest investment that you own, most likely. And if you're looking to sell that, you want to maximize what you're selling the house for. So the biggest thing you can do, don't go with a single unsolicited offer. What you want to do is get eyeballs on your property. The more people that you can get to your property, the better it's going to be for you. And you're going to be able to determine what the true market value of your house is. And that's your ultimate goal in selling your home, right? Maximize what you're getting out of it. So in my opinion, I would never go with an unsolicited offer. I'd put it out there, let the market tell you what it's worth. And don't let someone who you haven't reached out to tell you what the property is worth, because obviously there's a conflict of interest there. But the market will tell you what the property is worth. And however you want to go about that, whether you enlist a realtor or you put it on a for sale by owner website, that's what you want to do if you're ultimately going to sell your property.
Brandon Brown, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling a local real estate investor. And that is some incredible information, Debbie, because that was a little shady, right? I mean, they go in, high pressure, walk out with the contract. That would definitely turn me off.
Straight ahead, Boyd Matheson walking into studio. We're going to take a serious look into how much money Congress has printed in just the last year to sustain all of that spending during the pandemic. And we're going to ask this question. Will it lead to hyperinflation?
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.